It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yo, I don't know how to feel. It feels good. It feels good. The Yankees go up 2-0, freshly back from the stadium, yelling and screaming, jumping up and down. Some good, a lot of bad, but I'm not going to be the guy to complain. Not at this point. I'm not going to be the guy to nitpick. Not at this junction. I'm not going to waste too much time on the negative little mistakes and things that you all saw, we all know, with the New York Yankees, because your New York Yankees are now two wins away from going back to the World Series. Bless it, man. 888-808-1019. I think I heard Shackle say we lost the last six ALCSs. We hadn't been up 2-0 since 2009. And as I think back, I can't even remember, dude. All I remember is just the hurt and the pain and the disappointment, the angst, the fear, the feeling of just like, we're not going to get it done. This isn't the year. We're not as good as we thought we were. I don't have that feeling now. And as 48, 47,000 fans show up to these games, and it's cold now, and it's windy, and you're wearing your jackets and your knit caps and your hoodies, and, you know, tickets came down a little bit so people could get in the building, and now people are buying World Series tickets. Job's not finished, but it's okay to start thinking about it, especially when you look at a Guardians team that back-to-back nights, I'm like, they're giving it away. If it wasn't the pass balls and walking guys, it's the errors and them just dropping the ball, starters not being able to go deep in the game. It's just like, bullpen game. It doesn't matter who they bring out of the bullpen for the Guardians. These guys, like, can't play in the Bronx. It's a different animal. This is not the American League Central. They're not going to guaranteed rate field. They're not playing in Kauffman. They're not playing in Progressive with 15,000 fans, 20,000 fans. They're not playing day games like they were just playing in the postseason with some 30,000 fans. They're coming to the Bronx Zoo. Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle, right? Yeah. 888-808-1019. And even on a Monday, Tuesday, where I didn't have a sip of alcohol tonight or the night before, and I know there's a lot of people sober in there, but there's enough animals, lunatics, crazy Yankee fans beating on the stadium, banging the bleachers, banging the padding, yelling and screaming, hooting and hollering, and it makes it a tough environment for guys to come into and focus. It makes it a tough environment for guys to do the routine things. And our guys have been able to capitalize on that. They've also made some mistakes too. Obviously, Jazz Chisholm, I remember saying during the year, he's good for one every series on the base pass. Can't happen, especially Jazz being the guy talking World Series, World Series, World Series. He comes through, but then erases it, you know, double, and then he's picked off and Rizzo gets caught in one, but I don't want to even focus on that stuff. Let's focus on the positive. Gleyber Torres, I'm proud of you, bro. Gleyber Torres was a guy that I said I didn't want on the postseason roster, and I knew he would be. But I was saying, you got to trade this guy for the last 3 years. I was saying, this guy's going to kill us in the postseason. He's going to make a mistake that we won't be able to live down. Nah, he's been one of our better performers. Need him. Need him at the top of that lineup. How he's become this version of himself as the leadoff hitter for the New York Yankees, I don't know. We tried it earlier in the year. Did not work. Three hits tonight, And he looks like he's just playing free and not worrying. You know, my guy Brendan Cuddy put out some tweets earlier, and he said Gleyber Torres, credit to his improved second half, to his all he credited his improved second half to his all-star break work with Gio Urshela at the facility they own together. They work with a personal hitting coach. The message is he's at his best when he's hitting the ball the other way. So Torres went back to the drawing board. Gleyber said also that he knew this was one of the most important years for his career with free agency soon, and he thanked Boone for keeping him in the lineup. And the quote was, "Sometimes I think if I don't do right, maybe I'm not going to sign here. Maybe I'm going to some other place." He's changed the conversation right now. There's still more to do, but like, Yankee fans aren't trying to get rid of Gleyber Torres. We need Gleyber Torres at the top of that lineup. Juan Soto at the top of that lineup. I think Juan Soto is more than content, comfortable, and happy here in the conversation around where he's going to go. I'm not worried about Aaron Judge coming through tonight. All rise. I never doubted you, bro. I never doubted you, bro. Last series, you were a little bit cooked by like game three. I was like, hey, I put the statement out there. Like, they're not winning anything without that guy. You know that, right? Like, this team is not built to overcome Aaron Judge. But yeah, tonight, Aaron Judge hits that home run, and I happened to be up at section 334, so I got to watch it travel all the way out. It was awesome. It was amazing. I was just so happy to see him do it. I'm like, please, get that back. Man, take that to Ohio. Take that through the rest of the ALCS. And, you know, potentially the next round. I know. I was in high school in 2004. I know. 888-808-1019. Job's not done. Job finished? Nah, job's not finished. But it's a good start, and it's a good feeling when, you know, you're finding ways to win, win ugly, whatever. You know, it's a good feeling when the bottom of the order is hitting. Volpe, I see you, kid. I see you, kid. I said it last series that, you know, this series you were going to have some moments, you were going to have some hits. There's still going to be one big one, right? I'm waiting for the big one that's either like a bases clearing double or a homer. But man, his speed, his athleticism on the base paths, so far better with not, you know, throwing the ball over the first baseman's head. Speaking of the first baseman, Anthony Rizzo. How you doing, Anthony Rizzo? That's my guy, man. I'm so happy for him. Nobody beats the Riz. I'm so happy that he's here. Like, I had eyes on him yesterday when he came out, and I saw him look up to the sky, kind of, you know, send a prayer up there and just give thanks. And I think a lot was made about him coming out of the game last night. Whatever. I understand. It is a lot. He hadn't played for a week. He's got the broken fingers. He's toughing it out. He came through with a big knock today. And I'm glad to have a veteran that already has a World Series ring in there. And that's probably telling these guys how close they are and, you know, stay focused, keep at it. And I know he worked with guys like John Birdie and Oswaldo Cabrera at first base. Now he's back in there doing his thing. Two hits tonight. Obviously a mistake on the base pass, whatever. Verdugo. Appreciate it. I mean, the guy's a postseason performer. If you heard me talk about it, yeah, I'm the biggest Jason Dominguez fan out here, like the rest of you guys are. Embrace the Martian. But I just knew there was no chance that, like, you know, a couple weeks of an audition, they put Dominguez in as a rookie over Verdugo, who did it with the Red Sox, who did it all season. And it's been good to have that guy. So 11 hits for your New York Yankees tonight, 6 runs. And you know what? Earlier in the game, shout out to my guys from Friday Beers. I was at Stan. Shout out to everybody at Stan showing big love. We were talking about the betting lines and Gerrit Cole. And they're like, what's the prediction for Gerrit Cole? And it just sounds good to say, like, you know, 7 shutty. You know, Gerrit Cole, 7 shutout innings. But, like, the betting lines, I forget, the strikeout prop was low. Some other things. And I'm like, nah, they're not expecting Cole to go out there and shove and dominate. But he is back on his regular rest. And I did have the thought about his first appearance that Saturday night to start off the postseason. And I'm like, I know he wants to redeem himself back on the mound at Yankee Stadium. He was so good in the, you know, closing game in Kansas City. But I'm like, he's going to do enough, and they always pick him up. And yeah, got shaky in some of those middle innings. That at bat with Rocchio was a battle. You know, whatever you think about the home plate ump, not giving him calls off the plate. He did help him a little bit, whatever. Four in a third innings, six hits, two runs. And like I said, they pick Cole up. With Cole on the mound, they feel like they're going to win. And there's some synergy between Cole and Judge. I know I read the tweet about them, how they work together, how they always do things. Like Judge homers on a Cole start. His mama call him Clay, I'ma call him Clay. No more Prey Holmes. Clay Holmes comes in, does what he has to do. Two W's for Clay. Clay's got W2O next to his name. I love that, like, they're getting this version of Clay Holmes, that these guys just, like, they get it. They have a lab. They have some type of formula to figure out where to throw these guys. And Clay Holmes, slow heartbeat guy in the postseason. Maybe just not the same in the regular season as the closer. Whatever. He is doing what he's got to do. Tim Hill, Tommy Canley, leave it to Weaver. Jose Ramirez, congratulations. Your little solo shot that they threw back. Good for you. But all in all, like, I don't care. I'm not tripping off of any of the little things, the errors, the caught stealing. Well, the two errors were on the Guardians. Yankees didn't have any errors. The caught stealing, it doesn't matter because these guys have gone out there and handled business. They've taken the two games at home. And if you're a Yankee fan, you're happy right now. If you're a Yankee fan, you're talking about this team right now. You're starting to dream right now. Like I said on my tweet, like, I'm not talking about Davante Adams tonight. We don't have to even say M-E-T-S tonight. Like, it's for the Yankee fans to call up, talk about this team, talk about what you saw. Maybe if you want to talk about the Guardians, that's fine. Josh Naylor, they're out there chanting Ozempic in the bleachers for Josh Naylor. The Guardians, like, not for nothing, bro. They're not of this level. I know there's still more games to go, but like Pun said, you ain't even in mi clase. They're just not in that weight class with the Yankees. And I just think the Yankees are going to find a way to win this in five games, maybe even four. I think the gentleman sweep is in order. And I was telling y'all last week, I was at the games when they came here in August. Should have swept them then. Could have swept them in their place back in April. These guys are playing the worst team in baseball history, the Chicago White Sox. Like, they're just, I don't know. They got a rookie manager, as I'm looking at Steven Vogt on my screen right now. He's a rookie manager. He's managing, like, his first time in Yankee Stadium, man. I don't think he knows what to do. There's no iPad, no analytics, no beep, boop, beep, boop, beep to tell this guy what to do with who to bring out of the bullpen. He can't catch the ball for these guys, so... Yeah, that's the long and short of it, folks. I'll get to you guys. 888-808-1019. All in all, your New York Yankees are up 2-0. Your New York Yankees are two wins away from bringing the World Series back to New York City, back to the Bronx, man. I'm happy. I know the job's not finished. There's more to do. And like I said, I'm not going to nitpick. I don't care that Stanton went 0-for-4. He's straight. Austin Wells, I'm sure some of you are going to call about Austin Wells at some point, but let's try to enjoy it. This is a quick show. I got 90 minutes left. Let's take a call before we go to break. Maybe two. Eli in the Bronx. You're on the Fan. What's up, Eli? Woo, 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 woo. Hold on, hold on, hold on. I'm putting you on hold. You got to get into a better area for your cell reception. I don't know. Let's see if Eli in Muncie is in a better spot. Go for it, Eli. Okay, I think you have a better connection, but I don't know, you might just be breathing on the phone too much. What's up, Eli?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, is this Keith?
Certainly is.
I was at the game tonight, and I was looking all over for you. I couldn't find you. Where were you at?
Everywhere.
Everywhere?
It depends. What inning are we talking about? What part? What time?
The whole game. I don't know. I've been a long time listener, and that I heard a couple nights ago.
Where were you sitting at is the question.
I was on the third deck.
I was up there for a good amount of time.
You were up there?
Yeah,
I was at 309.
Okay, I was closer to 334. I sat there for a little bit, hung out for a little bit.
Nah, I heard you were going 2 nights ago, that you're going to be there these two games. I'm like, I got to go. I got to see Keith.
You should have hit me. You got to send me a section. You should have tweeted me.
All right, next time.
What was the best part of the game? What was the most exciting part?
Home run.
Yeah,
such definitely. A home run. That was just like
we all needed it. Yeah, we all needed it.
Yeah, that was like I was with my cousin at the game. And we were going crazy.
Judge's first postseason homer for 2024. That means there's more on the way.
Let's go, Keith.
Let's go, Eli. Yeah. I don't know. I was with A-Rod, CeCe, Dylan Betances, Lil Mo Mozzarella. How you doing? Nobody moves. Nobody get hurt. I was in Legends. I was in the suite with Andrew Levy, Roy White, Jim Leyritz. I was in the bleachers with the Creatures, obviously. Did roll call today. I was in the Fresh Direct Terrace with the Terror Squad. My boy Eddie Gonzalez pulled up. We were in 122 for a minute. The Friday Beers guys were in 211. I'm everywhere. I don't know. If you hit my Twitter and you say I'm in this section, I'm pretty good about being like, all right, let me pull up and I'll text you or tweet you back and be like, yo, I'm around. What's good? Oscar out on Long Island is on the fan. What's up, Oscar?
Hey, what's going on, brother? Thanks for taking my call. Quick question. I know it's petty because the Yankees are winning, but when you think that Boone will switch Giancarlo Stanton and Wells? I love that you mentioned Wells because, listen, I love him, but I think it's time to bring him down a notch. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I'll take it from here. Here's a thought that I had, and multiple people text me about Wells and people talking about Wells because as Yankee fans, of course, and it's merited. Wells is batting 083, and, I mean, even when he puts bat to ball, it's caught. He's 0 for 4 with two strikeouts. That's your cleanup hitter right now. There was a point in the game when I was in center field at the Terrace, and they paused the game for a little while. I forget which inning it was. It had to be like the fifth or sixth inning. And I was looking at the TVs by the bar, and I'm telling everybody what's going on. I'm like, Wells is hurt. Wells took a ball. It skipped. It hit his bicep. And, they're thinking that, the pitcher's holding the game up or the batter's holding the game up. I'm like, nah, Wells is hurt. And I'm like, maybe he's got like a bruised bicep contusion. And maybe tomorrow you see Trevino in there. Well, not tomorrow. But maybe the next game you see Trevino in there. Maybe that's a reason to take him out of the lineup because I don't think that they're going to take him out of the lineup just based off of this recent sample size. I think they're going off of what they saw in the regular season. No, I know they're going off of what they saw in the regular season. This guy was the catcher of the month in July. He had a good August. Like there was a point in the summer when Trevino went down, running a home, and he came up lame. It's like, Austin Wells, it's on you, and he rose to the occasion. And if it ain't broke, don't fix it type of thing. You also don't want to move Wells and then neutralize Stanton, but Stanton goes 0 for 4 today. I don't know. I think that something does have to give, but I don't know if it has to give right now. But we're in a weird spot because it's like, you're still going to beat the Guardians with Wells going 0 for 4 and Stanton going 0 for 4 at the 4 and 5 spots. But when you advance, I don't know, if you potentially advance, which we expect you to advance, that's going to be an issue. Maybe there's a phantom-like injury. It's not even phantom. You can be like, his arm hurts. It was his throwing arm. He took a ball off the arm. Maybe you put Trevino in there. And obviously he wouldn't bat fourth. I don't know. Do they mess around and put Verdugo there? Because we did see Verdugo bat fourth. Can't put Jazz there. Jazz has been tough right now. Like, just not. I mean, I was happy to see him come through today, but then it was a race getting picked off a second. It is a small concern. It's not even a small concern now. It is an actual concern. It is an actual issue. 888-808-1019. We'll talk more about the lineup. We'll talk more about the games coming up. The pitching lined up for the Yankees and for the Guardians the rest of this series. This show is over in less than 90 minutes. Keith McPherson on the fan. Call me up. I'll be right back.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Talk New York sports on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Yes, sir. Right back at it on The Fan in New York. A couple minutes here until we get to 1 o'clock. I'll do Casamigos' big shot of the night. Then Keith McPherson on The Fan, another KM to 2 a.m., freshly back from the stadium. And, yeah, all good vibes, good energy, good seeing everybody. I saw Kayvon Thibodeau healing up. He got the wrist, you know, wrapped up. I saw him today. I think I just told you I saw A-Rod in there. I didn't mess with A-Rod. I left him alone. Saw CC and Dylan, and then I ran into CC and Dylan again coming out of the parking lot. Shout out to Dylan. Dylan just did the Corona party with us last week. We got to find the next like live stream watch party coming up for Thursday and Friday. Clark Schmidt back on the mound Thursday, and then Luis, King of the Heel, Heel-matic. Good to see him. Glad to see him. It's been a while. So, yeah, I think that's the night. Friday night, 8:08, heel on the mound. Got to find somewhere to do the watch party. And if not like a watch party, definitely a live stream that people can watch on YouTube or Twitch or something. And, yeah, Austin Wells, everybody's calling for it. You search Twitter, everybody's saying it's time to move Austin Wells down. Chris Kirshner said he's not having competitive at-bats. Max Goodman writes that Austin Wells is now hitting 087. That was before his final at-bat. He said if you go back to September 11 in the regular season, he's batting 074, 5 for 68. And I know the Yankees like to, you know, stick with their guys and be confident in their guys and you know, feel like they're going to come through. And I mean, people were calling for Judge to be benched. That was ridiculous. They're not benching Austin Wells, and they're not benching anybody. The lineup is a lineup. They're going with it, and they're expecting him to break through. But I do feel like it's a little different. He is a rookie. And this is his first postseason, and he's catching every game and batting cleanup. It's tough, man. It's a lot. So Trevino, a former All-Star, a veteran, a Platinum Glove catcher. Trevi, we may call on you, and then that will shift the lineup. But I also think for folks saying, you know, moving Stanton to the four spot, Stanton will be fine hitting fourth. And I also don't think that, like, it's a, you know, type of thing where if you move him, now he's going to be thrown off. That guy is locked in. He said he understands the gravity and the weight, you know, of every pitch and how important it is. And I don't think him moving from five to four is going to change much. And I don't think that, you know, having two righties back to back, I don't think that's going to change too much either, especially if we're talking about the Guardians and their bullpen and Steven Vogt. Gary and Waterbury, what's up? You're back on the Fan.
McPherson the Cavalier.
Yes, sir.
I smash teeth, F your beef, no relief. I step on stage.
The girls scream like I'm Keith.
And you won't be around next year. My rap's too severe. Kicking that flavor in there. Yo, and shouts to your NFL freestyle picks. I heard on 94.7 The Block. Yo, shout to your freestyle pick.
I actually just thought about something. I hadn't played him the last 2 weeks. I just got a lot going on. I haven't brought, but I did have a rhyme where I was like, I said Davante Adams should be a Jet by Tuesday, and then that came
to
the week.
You know,
later.
I heard it.
I got to go back and get that.
No, yeah, shouts to you. I should have shouted you out way longer. Yo, and RIP to Craig Mack, Guru, Prodigy, and Fife Dog. RIP to, you know, my dogs, but Yo, shouts to your picks. Yo, it's fat. Yo, I heard it.
I got to write another one for this week, but the rap was, I said, for Sam Darnold, it's a new day. Looking for revenge against the Jets in the UK. Rodgers is hurt, but they can't let number two play. Minnesota Vikings pack him up like a suitcase. Then his former Packer teammate will be here in a few days. Davante Adams will be a Jet by Tuesday. And that was the week before. And then that news broke this morning. And I'm like, I was right, but I was a week early.
Yo, G-Makes got your back all day, a day. You know that. And I want the Mets, period, stop. I'm out for blood now.
I said, we don't have to say the Mets. We don't have to say M-E-T-S, and you just did
it,
Gary.
No, I want them. I want them, period, stop. No, and Judge is heating up at the right time. He is starting to heat up right now. He's heating up. You know that.
I do know that.
I want him. I want him. I want him. Oh. I'm out for blood now.
And the Mets fans in the background are like, be careful what you wish for. They got to handle business as well. These games in Citi Field are going to be turned up the next couple of days.
And I've been dishing Gleyber Torres for years now. But now, I don't know if he's coming through, resign him or no.
We don't have to decide that today, Gary. Thanks for the call. Just got to move the line along because folks are waiting. Let's go to Jersey City. Angel Angel, you're on the Fan in New York.
Yo, Keith.
Yo,
what's up, my man?
You know, in here watching. I'm like, why is this Boston Red Sox stuff on the TV? I'm not sure what this is on Yes Network. Hopefully they're not bringing
it. Yeah, no, you got to switch that out, my boy. You got to switch that out.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe this is 2003. Whatever.
Yo, I ran into that bodega the other night. The block was hot.
You heard me say the block was hot?
Yeah, I was literally walking in, and I ran into you and Josie.
Yeah, okay, I remember now. Yeah, McFly, Joe's. Joe's was filming the vlog.
Yeah, I literally was walking in, and I saw you, Josie. Yeah, yo, the block is hot. And I was like, maybe. I got my beer, I walked to the back, and I was like, holy crap. The block was hot.
Thanks for the call, Angel. Yeah, it's Joe's. You Yankee fans know it's not Josie and the Pussycats. Joseph Solano, his nickname, you know, Joe's McFly. It's not Josie. It's not Josie like Josie and the Pussycats. It's Joe's. Joseph Solano. Shout out to Joe's, man. I know Joe's probably listening, too. The block was hot. Because now, I don't know, nothing is sacred anymore. Shout out to Juan, Dory, La Bodega family, Bleacher Creatures, Terror Squad. I got out of there. That's what I always say when there's too many heads in there. I'm like, the block is hot. The block is hot. Back to Jersey City. Danny.
Hello?
Are you there? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you now.
Oh, man. No, I was going to be that guy and complain a little bit, but then you started going over the stats 11 minutes.
Go for it.
No, I really don't want to. I mean, my son's 9 now, and it's been a lot of pain since he was 2 years old when the Astros beat us in 17 when they cheated, and it's just been pain after pain after pain. So I really don't want to complain. They're up 2-0, and it's looking real good to go to the World Series, so I just kind of want to bask in the glory, so I won't say too much. I will say we got to tighten it up a little bit for the World Series. If we're going to play the Mets or the Dodgers, we're going to have to tighten it up. But that's all I'll say, and I'll just bask in the glory of being up 2-0. And Judge looks like he's getting hot now, like the last guy was cursed.
Thanks for the call, Danny, and shout out to your son. And, yeah, I was thinking about that with the Astros, you know, how in 2017, I always say it was the magic carpet ride. We were ahead of schedule. We ended up in a spot where we were like, wait, what? I really thought we were going to have Tanaka pitch in the World Series that year. Tanaka, that was my boy. The sun will come out. Tanaka. It never happened. 2019, I really thought like we were going to the World Series. Like that Frank Sinatra beat that you hear coming in to my show, new, bam, 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 bam. My boy, Mr. Encore, we made that beat anticipating the World Series that year. We had some plans. Didn't happen. Buzzers, Altuve, Chapman, whatever. 2022, no dice. The roof was open in Houston, and I don't know. I knew we weren't gonna win. And I knew we weren't gonna win a game in 2022. I think when I saw Harrison Bader and Judge come together and they botched a fly ball, I'm like, we're cooked, bro. We're not winning this year. We're not getting past these guys. It's different this year, so it's not much to complain about. But like, it's okay to talk about it. This is sports talk radio, right? So after the game is played, after the post game goes through, this is where the fans can chime in and say, hey, it ain't working with Austin Wells, bro. We got to do something about it. Rizzo has come back getting knocks. Rizzo has come back with a hit. So, you know, maybe Rizzo is an option as a left-handed bat to move up into that spot. I don't think it'll be Jazz. I don't think it'll be Verdugo, even though both of them have hit cleanup at different points in this season. Maybe they leap to have Rizzo there. Pain tolerance being what it is, him being a veteran with the experience, maybe they put Rizzo between Judge and Stanton, and then Trevino can be down there, I don't know, between Volpe and Verdugo. Or put Verdugo between Volpe and Trevino. So then you have righty, lefty, righty. I think that might be a move. I saw a lot of people saying that online, and people were talking about that in the stadium. But mostly what we're talking about is win ugly, man. Do what you got to do to win these games. Don't have a letdown. I did see some goofies like, this game's got L written all over it. Up Cole struggling, bases loaded. But nah, Positive energy. We're this close. We are this close. Let's go to Brooklyn and talk to Sal on the Fan. What's up, Sal?
Keith, what's going on, my good man? How are you? Good. Hey, I was at the game with took my grandson, let him finally understand what the bleachers were all about. We were in 202. I think I might have saw you, but again, being the older guy that I am, and you were hanging out with, we were there for the roll call. You were
today?
There for the roll call. Yeah, it was there this evening. Yeah, I had my daughter, her fiance, and my grandson. And
did I say what's up to you, or you were looking from afar?
No, I didn't. I just did. You have on a jacket with a lot of patches on it?
Yeah.
There you go. So
It was me.
Yeah,
patches and
you got some good height on you, man.
Yeah,
you got some good
that's what I try and tell these guys. They think I'm a pipsqueak or something. I'm like, nah.
Yo, bro. You know what I'm saying? So obviously, I'm the dude that I picked you out. I saw you right there. But I didn't know you were at the game, but I'm like, yo, this might be that dude. Anyway, great game. You know, my grandson had a blast watching Judge, and you could feel the air come out of that stadium, man. And the heights of his home runs, they're majestic, and everybody just, you wait for that ball to land, and when it did, it was all over.
And then he comes back in the outfield, and you guys can see him. Well, you can't really see, but you can see, like the love that he gets, and, like, everyone's behind him, and that's a weight lifted off his shoulder. Like, yep, it was only a matter of time.
I go back when those bleachers were 50 cents, honestly. But just the you know, you got to sign Soto, the love Judge gets. The kid he's 8 years old, blast. So good for him that he got to see what real fans are in the stadium as opposed to sitting in the bougie seats and then they're just sitting there to watch a game and do a crossword puzzle as opposed to being involved, number one. And with Wells, Yankee fans, ebbs and flows of baseball, man. That's how it goes. You're going to get hot. You're not going to hit 500. You're going to cool off. So that 500 average, then you're going to hit 120. You're going to hit your 270. It averages out. Leave Wells alone. If he's hurt, that's the move. You put Rizzo there and keep Trevino. Drop him. Leave Verdugo where he is at 9. Leave Volpe where he is at 8. And it works. Or at 7. It works, man. Don't.
Yeah, we're facing the Cleveland Guardians. It's going to be all right. Thanks for the call, Sal. Okay. I thought he might be listening. He texted me laughing. And I'm like, yo, call. So, this is Joseph Solano. I've had him on the Fan with me a bunch of times. We used to be on the Pinstripe Strong podcast together when I worked at John Boy Media. This is a guy that I told, like, when I first met him, and even to now, I met him before he went viral. I remember just running up on him in Billy's, and he was shooting his YouTube video and content and stuff. And, you know, you don't always see that many brothers out there. Dominican, De Lo Mio personnel. And I'm like, yo, this guy is from the Bronx, born and raised, baseball, Yankee fan. I'm like, this guy is the Yankee fan that, like, me down the shore thinking about Bronx Yankee fans. I'm like, this guy is the actual guy. And now everybody knows this guy. You've seen his videos online. You've seen his reactions. You've seen his vlogs. You've seen his content and stuff. And, yeah, he was listening when someone called and said, yeah, I saw you and Josie. Right now, we're bringing in my guy, Joe's McFly.
Yeah. What's good, Keith?
Yeah. Yo, you came in just to get a chopped cheese, and we made the spot too hot.
We made the spot too hot. I mean, it's cool. It's, you know, he called me Josie, and I was laughing because, you know, one time somebody called me Joey Diaz. Somebody else called me Joe, you know, Joez. It's whatever, man. I mean, it's a blessing that people even know me, bro.
Right, right.
From the BX.
Yo,
let's cook up this series, man. I met you back in 2017, Keith. And ever since then, every single playoff, we have the same conversation. We're like, man, you got to try to win it this year, dog. And I think, even though it's 2-0, this feels like the closest we've been. I know we got 3-2 back in 2017, and we know what the Astros did. But
this gotta right be now, it, bro. This gotta be it, bro. We're not getting any younger.
I'm trying to win, bro. 2009, my son looking at it like, did it really happen? Like,
yo, it's
was
crazy.
It in black and white? I'm like, come on, bro. You're wilding out. Like,
yeah, it was a different time. This is the time. This is it. This is it. We're two wins away from bringing the World Series back to where it belongs.
Oh, man. Need it. And people were, like, begging for, like, other teams. Listen, I just want to be there, and then I'll deal with whoever we face at the time. If it's the Dodgers, so be it. If it's the Mets, so be it. Anxiety will be through the roof with the Mets, though, because that'll probably, you know, I cannot, you know, I'll be honest with you. I don't hate the Mets. You know me. I really don't hate the Mets. I really look at it the way Jesus
does. You're loud, though. Like, you're loud. It's the Mets.
Yeah. But that right there, bro, and I'm not even going to talk because, you know, positive vibes. That right there, the Mets would be the biggest win and probably the biggest loss. Like, if you don't, you need to come through. You know, the boss don't let that happen.
Hey, so, we'll get there, Joe. If that's the case, I'm bringing you in the studio to have you on. Appreciate you, fam. Thanks for calling in. We got to go to the break and the update. Mr. Schwartz is going to hit you with that. Keith McPherson on the fan. We'll be right back.